Hey, kids. People of Earth. The Eric Toddcast. Knock it off. That's a phrase that's not used enough from one adult to another. Knock it off is usually a phrase used from adults to children when children are getting out of hand. But I think it's a good phrase, knock it off. And I think more adults need to hear this. This week, I'd like to ask a few people to knock it off. Up first, Weezer. Weezer succumbed to a very silly social media petition to get them to do the cover of the Toto song, Africa. It's a fine song. It may seem a little silly or mediocre or whatever. Hipsters find funny about it. They thought it would be funny if Weezer did it. And Weezer succumbed to their fans once. But then they took it one step further. And they put out an album of covers. Now, Weezer is a pretty popular band. They're fairly decent and pretty influential. So they're release of the song Scrubs, which is a song originally done by African American women, sung from the vantage point of a woman being, I guess, catcalled or hit on by a scrub in a car. I guess they think that that's cute and funny in their tender age of their early 50s or whatever. Weezer, knock it off. It's neither cute nor is it funny. We get the hipster irony there. Save that crap for 20-somethings starting out. You know, they're playing the corner bar. They're doing the Scrubs. Oh, that's so cute. It's some corny 20-year-old girl. She's gonna chase them around and want to hug and kiss them because they did a version of Scrubs. Now, Weezer, there's no shame in knocking it off. I think that's the problem that we have in society, especially if you're in the entertainment business or you're a fighter or an athlete. We see knocking it off as a sign of weakness. When really, doesn't your average plumber knock it off at a certain point and retire and fade into the sunset? Weezer, you had some good songs. You could knock it off now. Maybe come back in 3 or 4 years with a killer album and redeem yourself. But whatever you do, you have to knock it off now. Or if you insist on doing these cover songs, fine. But you now have to be Weezer, the cover band, and play a quarter bars. You can no longer be Weezer. You cannot play in stadiums doing Scrubs. It's not cute. It's not funny. You're not getting away with this. Madonna, for years, every time she should knock it off, she would reinvent herself. And people would say, my God, that Madonna could reinvent herself. But then her last reinvention was basically just wearing a bullfighter outfit that she got at the Halloween Adventure. Before putting on that bullfighter outfit, before that reinvention, that was when Madonna should have looked at herself in the mirror and said, knock it off. And to the song Africa by Toto that Weezer covered, knock that off. Wild dogs cry out in the night. Check, please. That's my cue to get the hell out of Africa. Look, I don't even like hearing my neighbor's dogs bark at night. Now you're telling me wild dogs that can rip off my face are crying out in the night? And don't tell me that their cry is more romantic or beautiful than any other dog crying for food. They're crying out in the night because they're hungry. They're hungry for face. They want to eat your fucking face. No, thank you. Native Americans. Knock it off with the drubbing already. We all know about the incident that we all should not know about that happened in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. Washington, D.C. is the nation's capital. A president that nobody likes, just like the president before and the president before that. Every weekend, the streets are filled, I'm sure, with different kinds of protests. And every week, I'm sure, there are different confrontations. This week, the media makes it, once again, divides us all. Are we supporting the white kids? Are we mad at the white kids? Are we mad at the black Israelites? One thing the media for sure tells us is that we respect the Native American who fought for our country in Vietnam. Well, I do respect the Native American who fought for my country in Vietnam. What I don't respect is you playing some goddamn tom-tom in my face. Knock it off. You're not a 10-year-old child on a field trip. Do you remember those field trips when you were a kid? Your mom and dad would give you 10 or 5 bucks, whatever it was back then, to get something from the gift shop. And there was always an Indian tom-tom, even if it had nothing to do with the place that you traveled to. Or you go to see the Declaration of Independence, but you don't want a copy of the Declaration of Independence. You want a tom-tom, because you're that kid who has to bang on a tom-tom on the bus. Gettysburg? Not interested in the Civil War? Buy the tom-tom. We know those kids nowadays as autistic. And the smoke. What's with Indians, the tom-toms, and the smoke? It's 2019. I'm Irish. You don't see me trying to separate a fight between a group of white teenagers and the black Israelites with a fucking river dance. And why are we mad at the black Israelites? Because they're racist? We're racist. Because they say awful things? We say awful things. And I'm mad at them because they didn't realize they had a good comedy bit on their hands. They told those white kids that they look like school shooters. Now, we're outraged at this because they're kids on a field trip from a Catholic school. But you're telling me that wouldn't be hilarious coming out of the mouth of Bernie Mac or Chris Rock? Now these white kids look like school shooters. The black Israelites had a good bit there. The worst bit crying they had did was not working it into something funny. That's why I'm approaching the black Israelites later today. I'm going to approach them and I'm going to offer my services as their head comedy writer. It's going to change their whole image. Weezer, Native Americans and your drums and your smoke, people who travel to places like Africa think the cries of the wild dogs are romantic. Black Israelites, we've got a good comedy bit on your hand and don't even realize it. I'm asking you, the kindness in my heart, because I want to see us succeed as a society. I'm asking you kindly on this Friday, January 25th, year of our Lord 2019, I'm asking you to fucking knock it off.